Good afternoon, everyone. Let's continue talking about peaches in Georgia. So title of my presentation is Do Changes in Irrigation and Fertilization Practice Affect Fruit Yield and Quality of July Prince Peaches in Georgia? My name is Bruno Casamalli. I'm a PhD candidate working with Mark Van Iersel and Dara Chavez. So what is the situation for the irrigation in the southeastern United States for young peach plants? These plants are not irrigated during the first 3 years of establishment. And this happens because the growers don't see the need of irrigating these plants that are not giving any fruit in return. So this initial and important plant establishment, when the roots are growing, you are developing the canopy, this stage relies only on rain as the water source. However, in the past 18, 19 years, there is an increased frequency of drought. And we accounted around 10 years of drought years, and that can be either mild drought or severe drought like we had in 2016. So because of this, the growers are becoming concerned and interested about putting the irrigation system from the very beginning of the orchard establishment instead of after the third year. So they're looking for information, but that information is not available. It doesn't exist. So what is the situation for the fertilization, which is the other part of my project? We did a little research, and we kind of find out that the recommendations that are in the peach grower's handbook, they come from the mid-1900s. So those are very old recommendations, and they were based on studies that were done in different regions that we have in Georgia. So those regions have different environmental conditions, and they might be not suited for the southeastern United States. So what is this important? We know that adequate fertilization management induces an optimal equilibrium between reproductive and vegetative growth. We don't want it to be putting too much fertilizer because the plant will start growing too much vegetative instead of reproductive, but we also don't want it to starve the plant because that will hinder the whole plant development. And also that's important because we wanted to have a good fertilization recommendation for more modern production practices. So what is the objective of this research? To evaluate the fruit yield and quality of young July Prince peach plants when grown under different irrigation and fertilization regimes. So I tested non-irrigated versus irrigated plants. The irrigated plants, the irrigation was done using a fully automated irrigation system with volumetric soil volumetric water content sensors installed close to the plants, and these sensors were connected to a network that would trigger the irrigation on and off as needed to keep the soil moisture content above the thresholds that we had established, which varied from 20 to 25% of the soil moisture content based on the different time of the season. And this value of 20 to 25% fall well between our field capacity and the permanent wilting point of that specific soil type. We made this the soil moisture release curves, so the values are listed right there. We tested microsprinkler versus drip irrigated plants. So this is the microsprinkler. We had one microjet, and then the drip irrigated plants will have four drippers, and they deliver the same amount of water, which is 8 gallons per hour. The fertilizer treatments in red, you can see the recommendations for plant, one-year-old plants, two-year-old plants, and three-year-old plants. And this is what we call the 100% treatment. So based on that 100% treatment, we made three other treatments, which was the 200%, so we doubled the amount of fertilizer. Then we cut in half, and then we have 50%, and we cut in half again, and then we have 25% of fertilizer. And we followed the recommendations again, and we applied one application of 10-10-10 in March, and that this is hand application of granular fertilizer, and two applications of calcium nitrate, one in May and another in July. The variables that we measured, total yield, commercial yield, fruit quality, and we think fruit quality is fruit weight, fruit size, DA index, sugars, acids, and the ratio sugar acids. And this experiment was done in our Dempsey farm located in Griffin, Georgia, which is an hour south from Atlanta. So what are the results for 2017 in terms of fruit yield? We see that here the blue bars are the total yield and orange bars commercial yield. We see there are no differences in fruit yield among the fertilizer treatments, and also there's no differences between the irrigation systems. However, when we compare irrigated versus non-irrigated plants, we see that there is a 20% increase for that specific year. The irrigated plants yielded 20% more. And that's because in 2016 we had a really hard drought, and that affected the fruit initiation that was done during that summer. And also early in 2017 we also had a drought which affected the initial fruit development when the fruits were growing. In 2018 the situation was a little bit different for the irrigation treatment, but it was similar for the fertilizer treatments. We don't see any differences among the fertilizer treatments, so they are not inducing any differences in total yield. Also, the irrigation treatments did not induce any differences, because 2017, when these fruits that were harvested in 2018 started to be developed in the plant, was under a normal condition of rain, and also 2018 we did not have a drought, so the plants were not stressed. However, there was a huge difference in irrigation in between the irrigation systems. Sprinkler irrigated plants yielded 90% more than drip irrigation system, but that is not because of the irrigation system. In 2018, in March, we had a really hard freeze that affected mainly our drip irrigated plants. And you can see here, this is the map and the landscape. There is a kind of like a hill in here. So this is the direction of the main of the winds during that day that we had the freeze. So the drip irrigated plants were hit really hard. So this is why we had that reduction in yield, whereas the micro sprinkler irrigated plants, which are on the other side of the hill, were not hit that hard. So they were able to produce fruit. What is the results for the fruit quality in 2017? Here I have my my treatments, so fertilizer treatments, irrigation treatments, and the systems. We didn't see any differences in fruit weight and fruit diameter among any of the treatments. However, there is a small difference in DA index, but this is not biologically meaningful, because the numbers are, if we look at the range in here, they are well in between, this around the same range, which is just ripe fruit. When we look at the chemical analysis of this fruit, we see that in 2017, the irrigation, the sprinkler irrigated plants had greater values of Brix. However, there were no differences for acids or the ratio between sugars and acids. In 2018, there was a little bit different. In when we compared the fruit weight, we see the sprinkler irrigated plants had greater fruit weight than drip sprinkler irrigated plants, and again, no differences for the fertilizer or irrigation rates. And we did not find any differences for fruit diameter or DA index. When we evaluate the chemical analysis, non-irrigated plants had greater sugars and acids than irrigated plants. However, we did not find any differences for the ratio between sugars and acids. So what are the conclusions for this research? Irrigated plants, they had better results in terms of fruit yield, and that's especially true if you had a drought like we had in 2016, which affected 2017 yield. And if we account the finances for that, we can have an extra $1,000 per hectare if the growers can sell those fruit for $1 per kilo. The fertilizer rates, they did not induce major differences. So if we cut back 50% of the fertilizer, we are, you know, not saving the environment, but we are a little more environmental friendly, and we save a couple hundred dollars per hectare in fertilizer. The fruit quality parameters, we did not find any major or constant differences among the treatments. So you can fertilize less and irrigate young plants. You're going to reduce environmental impacts, increase growers' profit, and keep fruit quality. I'd like to thank my advisor, Dr. Chavez, my co-advisor, Mark Van Iersel, Malati, Melgar, and Porter, my committee members, all the people with the Peach Lab that helped with this research, Georgia Peach Council and Georgia Agricultural Commodity Commission for Peaches for the funding, and I'll be glad to take any questions. That's it. So the first part of the question, in 2016, that's when we only were able to see major like drought stress, and we have measurements of stem water potential, and they went all the way to around minus two, and that's for peaches. That's very stressed for the non-irrigated plants, where the irrigated plants were around like minus 1.2. Of course, I didn't show in here, that's part of what I presented last year. And for the second part of the question, that they are actually not receiving the amounts of fertilizer that I'm thinking that I'm applying, I cannot say anything like about it. You know, that's what we applied and that's what we believe the plants are receiving. So that could be something, but we are following up with some growers. So after this 2 or 3 years, Dario talked to some of the peach growers, and we are selecting some big areas. You know, this is an experiment. You know, we try to control everything that we can. So we are selecting big areas, you know, like 2, 3, 5, 10 acres, and applying their rate to see how those, applying the 50% rate on a full area to see how these plants are gonna behave. So that's the next step. You know, we try to do this, and then we are trying to move to a bigger scale to see if that will hold true or not. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the plants were also smaller in 2000. They didn't grow well in 2016, of course, and that translated to 2017. The plants were smaller, but also we believe that because these fruits that were harvested in 2017 were formed in 2016 during a drought stress, those plants could have been negatively affected and formed less fruits. Of course, and we all.
I think we just had a smaller tree. I mean, the effect you get, you don't get less flowers, you'll get more doubles. If you have a drought stress tree when it's forming flowers previous year, the following year you'll have a lot of doubles. You thin that off, and that can reduce your crop. So I think your tree might be just smaller. So if you just present yield, you can present anything else.
Yeah, the canopy size, strength diameter, photosynthetic activity, stem water potential was all presented last year, so I didn't want to repeat again. But I didn't measure doubles, and I don't believe it was anything significant because I don't remember seeing. But you were right; the plants were smaller.
Yeah.
Do we have more time?
No.
Okay. Sorry.